Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jaster. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jaster. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Haller and he is out, Davenport applying the tag. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groat moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat scores. Shannon moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jaster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier takes first base on ball four. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. White reaches second base with a double. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart juggles the ball. That's an error on Hart. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lanier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. White reaches second base with a double. Flood goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller is called out on strikes. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Estelle now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. McCarver moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. McCarver moves to third. Two outs. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Javier steals second. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Javier scores. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estelle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Estelle. Jaster moves to third. Brock moves to second. Bob Pretty now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pretty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Bob Schroeder pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Warren Sparn now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jaster bunts towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. White moves to third. It's 8-1, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. One out. It's 9-1, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Tom Haller. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barton pinch hits for Warren Spahn. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barton moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.